and stopped the show to greet him with loud cheers. But the director of the company, a very frightening-looking man, came in, and when he saw what a commotion Pinocchio was causing, he picked up the little marionette and marched him out of the theater. Pinocchio was terrified and wriggled and squirmed in the man's huge hands. Finally, he was set down, and the director said to him,
"What is your name?"
"Pinocchio, sir."
"And who are your parents?"
"I only have a father, sir. His name is Geppetto. He's a woodcarver, sir."
"Does he earn much?"
"He earns so much, sir, that he never has a penny in his pocket. Just think, in order to buy me an ABC book for school, he had to sell the only coat he owned, all full of darns and patches."
"Stop it, boy, stop it. You're breaking my heart. Here, take these 5 gold pieces and give them to your poor father. Hurry now before I change my mind. Sold his coat. And give him my kindest regards."
Well, you can imagine with what speed Pinocchio ran toward home. But he had barely gone around the corner when he met the worst pair of scoundrels in the entire countryside. One was a sly fox who pretended to be lame, and the other was a clever cat who pretended to be blind. The sly fox said,
"And may I ask, what are you going to do with all that money?"
"First of all, I will buy a fine new coat for my father, and then I will buy an ABC book for myself. I want to go to school and study hard."
"Oh, Pinocchio, my boy, do you realize that you can double your gold pieces?"
"What do you mean?"
"Do you want 10, 100, 1,000, 2,000 gold pieces for your miserable 5?
"Yes, but how?"
"I'll explain. Just outside the city of Simple Simons, there's a field called the Field of Wonders. In this field, you dig a hole, and in the hole, you bury a gold piece. Now, after covering up the hole with earth, you water it well, and then you go to sleep. During the night, the gold pieces sprout, and they grow, and they blossom. And next morning, you find a beautiful tree loaded with gold pieces."
"You mean, if I bury my 5 gold pieces, I shall have how many?"
"At least 2,500 sparkling gold pieces."
"Let's go! I'm with you! What are we waiting for?"
So, forgetting his father, the new coat, the ABC book, and all his good resolutions, Pinocchio went off with the sly fox and the clever cat. When they arrived at the city of Simple Simons, they went to a lonely field. The sly fox and the clever cat helped Pinocchio dig a hole and bury his 5 gold pieces. The sly fox said,
"Go to that nearby brook, Pinocchio, and bring back a pail of water and sprinkle it over this spot."
Pinocchio ran to get the water, and the minute he was out of sight, the sly fox and the clever cat dug up the 5 gold pieces, smoothed over the place as though nothing had been touched, and off they ran. When Pinocchio returned, he was surprised to find them gone. But he watered the spot and then sat down to wait and see his gold coins grow. But soon darkness came, and it began to rain. There was thunder and lightning, and poor Pinocchio was drenched to the bone, or perhaps I should say, to the wood. But he wouldn't leave the spot. He stayed watching all night with the rain.